Java is probably the most important of the basic technologies just because it's the most general. It is a true language, it can do essentially anything. That can be compared with VRML, which is specialized to 3D objects, and JavaScript, which is specific to manipulating documents, or at least largely specific to that. Originally, Java was extremely important because it allowed you to build balanced applications. The CGI mechanism that we've mentioned, for which Perl was the usual implementation, that's the problem at server side. Now, server side is excellent and important, but if we look at the total compute capability of the world, there's probably at least 10 times as much compute power in clients as there is in servers. Further, if you want a sort of simple response to a mouse click, then users are going to get mad if that requires some complex transaction with messages running them back all over the world to a server to get a response. So to produce acceptable user interfaces, it is very important that one can, in fact, process them on the client side. Now, that's, of course, what a browser does, but if you had capability on the client, previously all you could do was add it through server, which meant even the simplest thing required a server transaction, and that was just too slow. So balanced client-server applications or a balanced architecture is a critical feature of Java. However, as Java is a true language, and actually a pretty good language because it has in it object-oriented characteristics, it also has interesting design features such as threads for modest concurrency present in most applications. Unlike C++, it does not have pointers, and so you can build more efficient compilers. It thus looks as though Java is going to be a very important software engineering language. That's almost implied by the web Windows concept, because if you're going to build applications not for Wintel, the PC interface, or the Mac interface, but rather web Windows, you're likely to use Java as some of your implementation. However, it's also even more likely, in my opinion, to be a very important scientific computing language. These predictions will take a little while to happen because it requires the development of efficient, pervasive infrastructure, good compilers available on all platforms, and so on. And currently, there are factors of 10 differences in the performance of Java between platforms, and possibly up to a factor of 5 differences between the performance of today's best systems and what they will be in the future. As I've already mentioned, web servers and eventually web clients are likely to be built out of Java just because it will provide the greatest flexibility and modularity. Java is implemented by an elegant portable mechanism called applets, which allow a single code to run on all platforms, from Macintoshes, PCs, and Unix systems. Java can be used in various applications. The simplest type of application illustrated on the next foil is graphical user interface. And then next foil shows the so-called visible human. However, Java can also be used in a set of other applications, filters, agents, and the newest Java 1.1 has lots of interesting enhancements, such as the Java database connection, allowing an interface to essentially an arbitrary relational database, and also some important communication mechanisms allowing you to send arbitrary Java data structures between applications.